Hey everyone, it's the 11th of September, and we are in the midst of Pray Today hymn version. And so we're spending this whole month going through some of the most popular hymns of all time. I'm telling you a little bit about the stories behind them, and I sure hope you're enjoying this. I know that I am enjoying learning the backstories with a lot of these hymns. You may have heard of a man from the 1700s by the name of John Newton. Let me tell you a little bit about John Newton. John's mom was a super strong Christian woman. His dad, however, was a sea captain. You know the reputation that seafarers have and the sailor's mouth. And when John was 7 years old, his mom died. Now, knowing that she was going to die, she prepared her young son John as much as she could by giving him Bible verses and studying the Bible with him at a very young age. She died when he was 7, and by age 11, he was with his father out to sea. By the time he was 17, he had become a British Royal Navy member, and he was well on his way to living an entire life on the sea and everything that goes with it. During this time, he drifted greatly away from his faith. I would say not just drifted, but even to the point of mocking Christianity. He was a bitter, vile man until one night in 1748, he had become a slave ship trader. And so it was very lucrative. But of course, slavery was wrong, and he knew in his heart that it was, but it was lucrative. And so he was extremely successful in the world's eyes, but he was rotten to the core in his behavior and his belief system. Ran into a storm in 1748, ran into a huge storm that changed the trajectory of his life. The boat started taking in water, and he had a night on the roaring seas to think about his life and where it was going. And he realized that night that he desperately needed God, and his life would never be the same. Now, the transformation came slowly over the years, but within 30 years from this point in time, he was the pastor at a large church in London, I believe. And there he would oftentimes write poems to share with his congregation during his sermons. And one particular morning, he closed his sermon with his congregation with a poem he had written. And the poem he titled His Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but not now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And this, written well over 200 years ago, has become one of, if not the most well-known hymns of all time. I don't know if you know of Chuck Colson. Chuck Colson was one of President Nixon's, they called him his hatchet man. And Chuck Colson had a transformed life after Watergate and took the last part of his life, and he did prison ministry. And Chuck Colson, or Charles Colson, changed so many lives through what God had given him as a platform of prisoners. And he once talked about this song, Amazing Grace. It was the prisoners' national anthem, that when he would go into prisons, prisoners would all know every word. And so it made me wonder when I read that. They knew the words, but did they really accept his amazing grace? I know some of them did. I know some of the people listening to this, hopefully all of you, but most of you listening to this have accepted the grace and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. But I just want to take a moment this morning to bask in the beauty of of God's grace. Because I don't know about you, well, actually I do. You once were lost, and I hope you're found. And you were blind, and I hope you can see now spiritually. So this storm that John Newton went through was obviously a literal storm, but it was a figurative storm. It was a spiritual storm that got his attention. Let's take a moment today and let's pray and let's just thank God for his amazing grace. Father, I love that first stanza, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Just the sound of hearing, Lord, that you have grace and mercy for me. Your word tells us that you are a patient God, not wanting anyone to lose their salvation. And we thank you for that, Lord, because so many of us, we strayed from you, much like John Newton did. Father, I just want to ask that in this moment, we just thank you. And as Chris Tomlin sings in his rendition of Amazing Grace, my chains are gone, I've been set free. Thank you for the freedom that you have given me. Forgive me when I bind myself up again. I allow myself to be bound by the enemy. Lord, I want to live in the freedom that you provide. Thank you, Lord, for giving me sight. Thank you, Lord, for finding me so I could find you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's enjoy listening and worshiping God this morning with this song.
My God, my Savior has risen. before.